finally word has gotten out on colostrum about what it can do for human health. You know, he's been pounding the table for decades, you know, trying to have people realize, like, wow, here's this amazing dietary supplement. It's foundation for foundational health. And, you know, just educating people is, it's been kind of hard. But now that it's kind of bubbled up, if you will, on social media and commercials everywhere, everyone's like, oh, wow, I should probably be taking this. It's like, well, yeah.
Welcome to Vitality Made Simple. The following production is for educational and entertainment purposes only. If you need medical advice, call your doctor. Now, let's go to Vitality Made Simple.
Welcome to Vitality Made Simple. This is the podcast that equips you to feel better, look better, and to enjoy better relationships. You know, life is all about relationships, and this podcast is going to help you feel better to have better relationships. We're going to clear up a lot of the colostrum confusion today. We have a colostrum expert, Roger Braun, with us. Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks. It's great to be on your show.
Oh, great to have you. So, you know, colostrum's really in the news these days, Roger. And, you know, it's not all created equal. I am a researcher. My listeners know that I dig in. I joke about our kids can't move home because there's no room in their bedrooms. It's full of research and all these areas. So that's how I found you, is through my research. So tell us about, you know, how colostrum is different. It's not all created equal. And we want to understand this.
Yeah, you've got it. I'm the marketing director for GastroDefense, which was founded by Douglas Wyatt, who has been pretty much the grandfather. He's of colostrum. He's been around in the business for over 30 years. This is his second colostrum company. He sold the first one about 15 years ago. And really, you know, kind of the journey started with Doug and Doug's spouse a long time ago. You know, he's a Vietnam veteran, and he married the love of his life, and they lived in Sedona, Arizona, and it was a really great love story. And the next thing you know, she continues to have health issues, and she's struggling with that, and basically is around autoimmune, and it kind of led back to her thymus gland, which was irradiated during the 1950s nuclear medicine fad, I guess you could call it. It's obviously, we learned it's not good to irradiate people unless it's, you know, it was a new technology they've developed over the years. And back then they were just doing it, you know, because she was complaining of sore throats. So, you know, fast forward, you know, here they are, they're married, and she continues to have these health issues. And then he was talking to a good rancher friend of his, who mentioned, like, you know, Doug, have you actually tried cow colostrum? You know, and Doug thought about it for a minute or two. He's like, yeah, you know, he knew that, you know, cow colostrum is used by farmers for not just cows, but they'll also give them to pigs, other horses as well, you know, which helps with their immune system, because it's chock full of, you know, hundreds of bioactives and all sorts of natural components, which work synergistically. A lot of people don't necessarily put the connection together when they see, you know, colostrum is a dietary supplement, like what that really means. If you look at bovine colostrum, which is what we sell in a powdered form, and you look at human colostrum, you know, which babies get, they're very similar in all the components and benefits. What happens is, in the case of the little baby calf, and this is hopefully something your listeners can appreciate, is when that calf is born, it's like it's brand new, right? So it hasn't been exposed to all these different things. It's born with what we call leaky gut or intestinal permeability, where you have these purposeful gaps in the intestine for when that colostrum comes through to leak directly into the bloodstream, so it can rapidly go throughout that calf's body and get all these bioactive benefits. So you have growth factors, you know, a bunch of other beneficial bioactives, including lactoferrin, et cetera, that then go through and help that baby calf. Well, you know, after that, what happens is colostrum naturally, on purpose, helps seal up that intestinal permeability. So now, as that mother cow's colostrum transitions into regular cow milk, which is usually about day four, Now that calf is used to like getting, you know, its regular food, et cetera. You're still getting a lot of nutrients in the cow's milk. But at the same time, like colostrum naturally seals that permeability. Its benefits are bioidentical for human health. That's when it's like, wow, well, this is a kind of a game changer. It's like a Mother Nature's biohack for human health. Because what's going on right now, and a lot of people, I'm sure, you know, you've talked to other health experts on your show, there's a kind of an explosion going on in the country with what we call leaky gut or intestinal permeability. And, you know, there's so many different causes of that, but the main cause is what's in our food. And unfortunately, you've got glyphosate, which is in the food and sometimes water supply. I live out in Arizona, so we're on well water. So, you know, I'll see my next door neighbor and he's spraying his rocks to keep the weeds from going up. I'm like, oh my God, man, what are you doing? Like, sit down to the water, you know, but it's more than that. They're spraying it out in farm fields and crops, you know, and then you have atrazine, another one, you know, and now they're finding, I can't even pronounce it. I believe it's called Quermaquet, which is now being found in breakfast cereal, you know, and, all the government agencies, they're not denying that it's in the food. They're simply saying, well, it's in small amounts. And there aren't studies to really show what that does to your health. Well, you can't wash it out and you're eating it. And then, you know, it's logical to make the assumption that, wow, you know, these pesticides, their whole job is to basically eat at, you know, plant matter such as weeds, et cetera, right? So what do you think that's doing to your natural microbiome in your stomach? Not good things. Having issues with their gut specific to a microbiome imbalance, and you also see things like, you know, brain fog, fatigue, occasional, you know, constipation, etc., which, you know, all you kind of points back to leaky gut. And so what happens is, it's like, well, wow, here's colostrum, which, you know, naturally repairs leaky gut. And, you know, I've said that claim several times. Just wanted to point to a quick study. There was a doctor from England, Dr. Raymond Platberg, and he actually did a clinical study that actually showed that bovine colostrum repairs intestinal permeability. So it's on the government's own website, you know, PubMed.gov, and you can type it in and you can see the study. And he also did a separate study as well, it also showed that colostrum could help repair, you know, the stomach as well. So, you know, these two studies were really kind of, I don't know, the flag on the mountain, if you will, showing like, hey, wow, here's something actually really works. Here's some scientific studies that really kind of prove it. And then what was really interesting is when we're talking about leaky gut, and this goes way beyond the spectrum of the stuff that's in the food, which is, you know, you can have an active life. So, for example, you might have patients who like they run a 10K or they go to the gym and they're like, yeah, you know, I'm doing CrossFit. You know, oh, man, I'm lifting those ropes. I'm, you know, all this crazy high intensity workout training. The crazy thing is that can also cause intestinal permeability as well, believe it or not. So you can be, you know, you can say, well, okay, well, I'm trying to eat healthy, but I really still am getting this stuff no matter what, you know, because you can't stop eating. At the same time, well, I take care of myself by exercising and even, you know, running, et cetera, that can cause it as well. And so when you look at the Platberg study and you start looking at the citations at the bottom, because he has additional citations in other studies which support his work, you'll see there's over 167 different studies that are actually listed, you know, on that study. And within that, a lot of them are athlete studies. So they were working with cyclists. They were working with runners. They were working with a lot of people who were putting a lot of you know, physical stress on their bodies. And what they discovered is, you know, colostrum also not only helped with repairing their leaky gut, but it also helped improve their athletic performance recovery time. So it's like, wow. So now all of a sudden you'll see out there in the, you know, advertising space, a lot of people like, oh yeah, you know, it helps with your workout as well. It's like, well, yeah, that's also your gut. But when it comes to athletic recovery, et cetera, and you actually look at those studies, what you'll see is those athletes were taking a far more colostrum in a daily serving than they were, you know, for just typical gut. So when they're talking about like, oh man, athletic performance recovery, that's true. But in the studies, you're looking at somewhere about, you know, 20 grams a day, 40 grams a day, 60 grams a day. I took this small amount of colostrum. I worked out at the gym. I didn't feel any athletic recovery. Well, that's because you didn't use it.
Right. Studies have to be so carefully read, Roger. And I think that's a real key. But even when we look at a lot of athletes that I see, Roger, they may be working out really hard, but they're not necessarily replenishing their body with enough nutrients. It's sort of that J curve we talk about. You know, on the hot, tall end of the J, it's the people who don't eat good food, who just eat, you know, the standard American diet, eat a lot of preservatives, are getting a lot of these toxins you're talking about. Then the other side of the J, maybe it's not as tall, but that's the athletes that they're depleting their bodies so much, they're not getting what they need. So I think colostrum is really great for both people. That exerting all that energy can in itself be contributing to leaky gut. We know we have environmental toxins contributing. We know we have stress contributing. We know we have all kinds of medications that people are taking, potentially, you know, things that are good are contributing to leaky gut. But I would say about 80% of people have leaky gut. In fact, I read a statistic from health experts saying that probably 80% of Americans have some form of leaky gut. You know, we test zonulin. So when I do a GI map, a poop test, a stool test, we test zonulin, and that is a direct marker of leaky gut. Now, I've seen it improve with colostrum in my clinical practice. So now that may not be the only thing we're doing, but that's a big part of what we're doing. And it's a pretty easy thing to do. Now, the reason, I mean, this is really just an utterly exciting field, if you catch my drift. Now, I would like for you to tell us about what's different about your colostrum. You know, we're all interested in leaky gut. We all want to heal it. We want to spend our money wisely. But I liked the Gastro Defense product because it's liposomal delivery. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So kind of circling back to Doug's story. So with his wife, she started taking actual raw colostrum, which, you know, he got from a local rancher, and he saw her health dramatically improve. And, you know, quickly after that, he was like, how do I continue to get this for her? Because, you know, to get colostrum, a mother cow has to give birth to a calf, right? And that doesn't happen every day. You have to scale it. You have to find a lot more dairies, you know, and then you have to. So that's what kind of started his quest. And he met up with Dr. Andrew Keach, and both those guys started to work together on developing a superior, you know, dry form colostrum. And in that process, you know, there were several things that they had discovered, which was, well, different hurdles you had to look at when you look at the actual the product. So, for example, the government says, hey, you have to pasteurize milk. And you know, colostrum itself has a different casein profile than milk. It's naturally lower in lactose than regular cow's milk. So a lot of people say that they're lactose sensitive, et cetera, and their healthcare practitioner will have them start off with half a teaspoon just to see how they tolerate it. And when they realize, wow, you know, I can tolerate this well, then they slowly start to up their serving size to follow the regular, you know, protocol that their practitioner gives them. Doug and Dr. Keach, you know, worked on the flash pasteurization process so that you still met what the government's guidelines are for safety. But at the same time, you did the least amount of damage to the product, so you still had as many of the bioactives as possible. Next thing that they discovered was like, hey, you got to dry it, but you got to cold dry it. Because if you use heat, again, a lot of heat's going to kill the bioactives. And the whole idea here is to get as many of those bioactives from that original cow colostrum still trapped in the powder. And that's when, you know, Doug, having done a lot of research on the cosmetic industry and what they were doing with topical liposomes, that's when he's worked with Dr. Keach, and, you know, they were working on a liposomal form of bovine colostrum. And so, you know, when I first started working for Mr. Wyatt, I had the opportunity to go down to the processing plant and check it out. And, you know, it's really kind of impressive. You got these huge, think of them as like these cigar shaped towers. And they're like, I don't know, easily 30 feet tall. And there's two of them. And so basically in one, they've got the colostrum powder, and then they literally shoot that powder through this long tube. And on the other end of the tube, as it's going through the tube, there's tiny sprayers. And that's spraying sunflower lecithin, but it's doing it at the particle level. So it goes at the other tank. And so what happens is by particle weight, because they have these things at the top of the tank, so they're capturing the stuff that's been coated. But the stuff that isn't coated, they shoot it back through the tanks across the sprayers again, back and forth, until they know 100%, 100% of that powder is truly coated in these natural protective liposomes. And so what's really important about that, especially for your listeners to know, is when colostrum is, you know, flash pasteurized and goes through that initial process that, you know, they know what anyone who tells you like, oh, well, we didn't do the pasteurization process. Well, that's illegal. So they all have to do it. So
right. No, that's good to know.
When they put it through that pasteurization process, it's shattering all the natural protective fats that form liposomes around the precious bioactives that are going to give you all the health benefits. And so a lot of companies just stop there. They dry it and that's it. There's no reapplying a new liposome to protect those bioactives. So that's what sets us apart and kind of makes us a much superior product, is that we're actually restoring it back to how it originally was originally, so that when you actually ingest the product, you have better absorption. It makes its journey down to the small intestine. We have greater benefit. But the other cool thing about it is, and there's yet another study, and it was production of bovine colostrum for human consumption to improve health. And that was published in Frontiers in Pharmacology. And that was published online in 2022. And basically, in section four, when it talks about colostrum specifically with liposomal delivery, there's two studies that they actually cite, in which they're saying that, you know, the liposomal technology has been used to preserve bovine colostrum and increase its bioavailability for human health. It's a superior form of delivery. Our company's been around for a really long time. And when you read some of those testimonials as to how transformative this product has been, we attribute to that to liposomal delivery, versus if you were to go on Amazon and look for some cheap colostrum, you know, and you're like, oh, it says colostrum. Well, no, it's not liposomal delivery. It wasn't processed with this type of quality. They probably didn't use the same low heat dry. And so those people take it and it's basically just like ingesting protein. Nothing happens. They're like, oh, it didn't work for me. Well, no, you didn't take the right colostrum.
And I think, Roger, the liposomal delivery gives people some phosphatidylserine, some phosphatidylcholine. Those are good brain nutrients. I have not seen studies to know exactly what we're doing here, but it makes a lot of sense. In my medical school master's program, we talked a lot about giving those two things for people who had any kind of, you know, brain challenge. So that's one thing that attracted me, is just the fact that this colostrum is also going to deliver something else. You know, if anytime we can cut down on pills that people take on either side of the spectrum, it's really good. And folks, the liposomal delivery increases absorption. That's what we know absolutely for sure, Roger, correct?
And that's correct. Yep.
And so I want to link that study. I'll just have you get me that, and I'll put that in the show notes for you all, because it's so essential to just, I think, to not be taking a lot of things with hope. We want to be very intentional about our vitality and spending money wisely once again. That was really important to me with the way you all manufacture it. I really appreciate that. Now, what is the best way, Roger, to take colostrum? Originally, I was putting it in it. I love to drink milk. I drink raw milk. I was putting it in my raw milk, and I found out I was doing that incorrectly. So straighten us out on that.
You'll see a lot of people say, hey, you know, put it in a smoothie, put it with your drink. What you really kind of want to do is for a great colostrum protocol, you want to do it on an empty stomach, preferably 20, 30 minutes before you eat breakfast, and about, 20, 30 minutes before you go to bed. If you want to do it for athletic recovery, et cetera, you want to do that about 20 minutes before your workout. The other thing about colostrum, which is really great, is that it's a GRAS status, or generally recognized as safe. And so, like I was alluding to earlier in the show, when you look at the athlete studies, I mean, these guys were doing serving sizes up to 60 grams a day. So, typically what we're recommending is 10 grams a day, 2 tablespoons. But if you wanted to take your morning dough, your morning serving size, and you wanted to do your athletic serving size and do your nightly routine, you could still do that and be absolutely fine. So, don't be like, when I take other supplements outside of colostrum, like, oh man, it's got to be this time of the day, and then I take the second thing the other time of day, And so it's like with colostrum, you can still do kind of 3 if you wanted to. And that's why we suggest advanced use. When looking at actually putting a liquid, some people will say, I'm going to put it in with my hot coffee. You don't want to do that, because basically we say warm water, but when you actually put it in where you can see steam, like when you see steam out of the cup, it's too hot. Warm is okay. No steam, that's fine. But once you're getting to the temperature where you're at steam, that's too hot. And then you'll see some of those bioactives die off. The other thing about the smoothies is you can do blueberries, you can do raspberries. But the more protein that you have in a drink, and that you're adding colostrum into that drink that you're mixing, then we're suggesting, if you're going to do that, because some people are like, that's the only way I'm going to take this. Okay, cool. Double your serving size when you mix that smoothie, because what happens is the proteins that you're mixing that with, they will start degrading some of the bioactives, even with the liposomal technology. So you can do it, but just kind of have that note in the back of your head. If you're just doing straight water, then just use the regular serving sizes and you're fine. And again, typically, if you want to mix really well, you can use warm water. But I'm one of those, weird people where I want cold. So I just mix it cold. There'll be a couple clumps in there.
It tastes good. The vanilla is really good. There a previous brand that we were using, people would just kind of gag. And but with this, I mean, we're not having any complaints. I think life should be delicious, Roger. And when I tell people to do things, I say, hey, go, you got to enjoy your life. And this has really helped our patients enjoy taking their colostrum. It's just so nice as an option for leaky gut. And folks, I know you all know about leaky gut, but the thing about it, health starts in the gut. The gut starts in the mouth. A lot of the oral microbiome pathogens can increase leaky gut. I'd love to talk about Fusobacterium nucleatum. That's one of them. So lots of things are contributing. And when your gut is highly permeable, which the common term is leaky gut, increased intestinal permeability is sort of the doctor's word, if you go to your physician, but then you're more prone to all kinds of chronic inflammatory problems, including autoimmunity. And as you know, Roger, autoimmunity is just skyrocketing. We didn't even learn anything about it in, 40 years ago in dental school, but now it's hitting younger and younger people. Now, what in your experience are you seeing from your practitioners in the field of autoimmunity and helping people feel better?
Yeah, well, that's okay. Great question. So looking at it from, leaky gut or intestinal permeability, some things that, people don't realize is, okay, well, when I'm eating that food and now it's going down, through my large and small intestine, with those gaps that you have in your gut. So I'm just going to use a crude example. Let's just say broccoli. You've got little tiny pieces of broccoli. They get caught in the gut. They then go into the bloodstream. Well, what happens is, your body suddenly says, oh man, what is this broccoli? This is not supposed to be here. And what happens next is your body then automatically has an autoimmune response, right? And so then all of a sudden you're wondering, how is it that, you know, my favorite vegetables, now all of a sudden I seem to have this food sensitivity that I never had before? You know, like what's going on? I mean, I love broccoli, or I love, you know, these different things because I eat a lot of it. Well, guess what? It keeps going through my gut. It keeps going in those crevices, right? And then all of a sudden there's this response. Now the body's like, oh, every time it sees broccoli, it's like, oh, here's that invader again, right? That's the part where, okay, we have some healthcare practitioners who are like, okay, well, again, if I fix and repair this permeability and it's sealed back up the way it was originally intended to be, those particles don't go in there. And after you do a regimen on colostrum for a while, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, you know, I know a lot of practitioners where basically they have their patient step down into what they're eating. So they don't eat a whole lot. They keep it really simple, right? So it kind of like cleans everything out, and then they're on this regimen. They also do some other things as well, like the food map diet. And so then they come back and I'm like, okay, well, been on colostrum for a while. They test the zonulin levels. They notice, hey, the zonulin levels have gone dramatically down. Okay, let's try, you know, testing some of these things with your diet again. It's like, wow, I'm able to have that food that I was sensitive to before. I don't have that sensitivity anymore. Interesting. Now here's the trick. And this is something just to, you know, once you fix it, it doesn't mean, okay, I fixed it. Back to what, you know, what they were doing before. And then like, oh man, you know, so you want to still stay on that colostrum because again, the stuff in the food isn't going to go away. You know, the daily stress and other things, like if you're doing high intensity workouts, et cetera, like that's not going to stop causing intestinal permeability. So you want to stay on the colostrum, you know, even if it's at maintenance doses, or sorry, maintenance serving sizes, just to, you know, keep that proactive health going, right? And so that's kind of how Doug's philosophy's been from day one, which is like what happened for him and his wife Kay. You know, once she started taking the powdered colostrum, again, it mimicked what was happening with the original colostrum, which, you know, she had great health. It was, everyone started seeing what happened with Kay locally, and Doug literally started bagging it in his kitchen, selling it to people, and they were having such great results. He's like, you know, people are like, oh man, you know, it's like, all right, well, I guess I'm starting a business out of this. And so that's how his first company started. And obviously it's, you know, so many things we've learned from now and then. But there's other benefits too from colostrum. I just want to touch on this real quick. And it kind of go back to those studies from the Playford study originally, where you can see like all those additional studies. They also show that colostrum, again, helps with promoting joint and muscle health. So, you know, especially as you age, that becomes really important because there's natural growth factors in colostrum that also help nourish your joints and muscles. On top of that as well, there's hair, skin, and nails. So you'll see that in the consumer space a lot where they're like, oh, you know, this is great. You know, one company was going out there and saying some really crazy stuff about hair growth. So I'm like, no, it doesn't do that. But it does help with hair, does help with great skin and nails. And so, you know, one of the other things we had done is we had designed a product that not only has colostrum in it for hair, skin, and nails, but basically had all the other top ingestible skincare items. We call it Skin Inside. So it's got hyaluronic acid and monk fruit for taste, because you don't have a whole lot of sugar with the gut. And so that's also been kind of a side, you know, benefit of colostrum. But really, when you look at it, it is truly a foundational supplement in that it's helping, you know, repair the gut in keeping it the way it's originally supposed to be. And when you do that, it's like that pebble in the water. You have all these resounding health benefits from just that one feature. So it's like, wow, it fixed the gut. How is it that I'm feeling so good? You know, it's because it all starts in the gut. And that's also kind of been, you know, Doug's, you know, core philosophy, like everything begins in the gut, you know? And so if you can fix that, maintain it, and keep it in optimal health, then it's going to give you a really high quality of life, especially well, as you age.
Yes, Roger. That's what I'm seeing clinically. And we're seeing some pretty miraculous things clinically. A young patient came in who was having diarrhea 14 times a day. And she came in and was like, okay, where's the bathroom? I have to find it. And, but then literally all we changed just sort of as an emergency procedure was to get her started on colostrum. And about 2 weeks later, she stopped it and she's like, I was working with a patient. She kind of comes in and just gives me a hug. She's like, I have my life back. And, you know, there's other things that need to be done. I'm not at all saying it's one thing. It's never one thing. Our bodies are so miraculously designed for so many areas. But I do believe, you know, that it's part of God's design that we have to keep our gut sealed. And so many things in our world are different than our ancestors had to deal with. And so many people are born C-section. So that their initial, you know, gut health, they just didn't get everything at birth that people who are born vaginally get. So what restrictions, if any, are there? How young can people start colostrum? Does it interfere, Roger, with anything else they're taking? Kind of give us where people, you know, where we should be careful with colostrum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And again, I am not a licensed medical professional, but knowing the product, I can speak out to what we have to say. Well, as I was saying before, it's generally recognized as safe. You can start giving it. We have a infant product as well. So you can literally start them off, you know, really, really young. And we also have a pet product as well, because again.
A pet product. I saw that, but we have not used that yet. I'll have to order some of that. That's great.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great for dogs and cats. And again, you know, basic same thing. And you can also see the hair, skin and nails benefits for especially dogs as well. And that's great. If you have like you know, my friend has a poodle who is prone to hot spots, you know, where they get they just keep licking and licking that one spot. And when they start adding colostrum to that, it really helped with that. So, but as far as like who should not take colostrum? So if you have a bona fide dairy allergy, so for example, you are allergic to milk, you're like one of the people on the airplane where they say, we can't have peanuts today because if we open that package, that person, it could kill them. Don't do it. But if you have lactose sensitivity, which is completely different than a true allergy, you know, like occasional gas, you know, maybe some bloating, et cetera, then it's, you know, typically people who say they're lactose sensitive, they tolerate colostrum very well. But if you have a milk allergy, don't do it. And that's the only, you know, asterisk that you can put there to say, oh yeah, you know, but, oh, and also women who are pregnant.
Yeah, we just can't ever test that. Well, yeah. And, you know, anytime the gut gets healthier, everything gets healthier. I say, you know, people get to where they're enjoying life more and they get to be nicer. Their relationships get better. So, you know, in my practice where I see the gut get healthier starting at the mouth, then it's just incredible. I mean, it just makes a lot of sense. Then we add back, you know, increased diversity with some good bacteria, some colostrum, and then some fermented foods eventually. And oh my goodness, Roger, we really appreciate what you all are doing. It's helping so many people.
Oh yeah, no, it's great. Finally, word has gotten out on colostrum and what it can do for human health. You know, he's been pounding the table for decades, you know, trying to have people realize like, wow, here's this amazing dietary supplement. It's foundational health. And, you know, just educating people has been kind of hard. But now that it's kind of bubbled up, if you will, on social media and commercials everywhere, everyone's like, oh, wow, I should probably be taking this. It's like, well, yeah. But to your point, Debbie, it's all about making sure you find, you know, the right colostrum that's going to have the best bioavailability. It's also about, you know, making sure that you're using it the right way for what you're trying to do specifically, especially if you're an athlete. And then just for the general public, you know, it's like, wow, well, if you're doing different things, and even think it, like, you know, I try to eat healthy, but every time, you know, I'm at the store and I'm looking at these labels, it's like, oh man, you know, it's got this in it, or oh, it's got that in it. You know, it's just like, it's really hard to find good food now. It really is.
Well, and I think too, Roger, it can be too stressful. I mean, it's going to be your birthday. It's going to be somebody's birthday. And, you know, you have to cut loose and have fun. I mean, I'm all for eating healthy. And my listeners know that I'm not for a bunch of pills. I want people to incorporate food, fermented food. I want people to deal with their stress, get rest. But I do think colostrum is foundational. I absolutely think it's foundational. And I'm all, as I said, I'm all for eating healthy, but I'm also not for being stressed out about every single bite. I think that stress will, you know, undo the positive benefits. You know, in the world we live in, we have to, you know, live in this world. So I think colostrum really helps people do that effectively, because you keep your gut healed. You know, and I appreciate it. Could you speak to the area of purity? I was very impressed with what you all do for quality control with your product.
Yeah, well, so Grade A dairy cows. You know, we source Grade A dairy cows. You know, as Doug likes to, you know, say, there are different types of breeds of cows that, you know, produce different types of milk. And so we go after these Grade A dairies. Another thing too that we do is, so just to give you an idea of the whole process, right? So we're not, you know, going out and you know, paying people to impregnate cows on purpose just to harvest their colostrum. You know, we don't do that. No. So what's happening is we already have agreements with all these dairies throughout you know, North America, but mostly in the United States, you'll see a lot of it is in Amish country, Mennonite country. So you're getting cows that, you know, aren't getting jacked with you know, these growth hormones and antibiotics and all this terrible stuff. So basically what happens is these farmers, when the calf is born, the calf gets its colostrum first, okay? But that cow also produces up to in excess of 8 liters of extra colostrum that baby cow can't eat, because that would be eating past its body weight. It's not physically possible.
Mm-hmm. Its tummy's real little, right? I mean,
right. So you've got all this extra colostrum, and you know, the farmers would give that to the other animals because they knew it had, you know, immune benefits. But what happened is, like, they contract through us. Okay, so now they get the colostrum. Usually they'll freeze it, and it looks like these plastic buckets. They freeze it, then we pull it all together, and then we also have, like, your quality sheets, so we're checking to make sure, you know, each dairy is following the agreements that we're stating. Like, hey, I'm not going to juice these cows up with antibiotics. We're not going to be doing anything with growth hormones. So we're getting really good colostrum, and then on a freezer truck, like, we take all these different farms and like, so, you know, it's like once every 2 weeks we're going out, we're pulling all these buckets in. And at that point, then we put them in a freezer, and then we start to thaw it when we're doing a batch, right? And then we pull it and we're going through it. And again, we're doing lab testing throughout. We also test for heavy metals. We're testing for, you know, bad bacteria, anything that's, you know, shouldn't be there, even down to the finished product. So even in its powder form, it gets tested again. So, you know, definitely worried about quality to make sure it's a really quality product. And then two, efficacy, making sure at the end, you know, when we test, make sure that we actually have what we say is in there. So typically our spec for a product is 25%. Immunoglobulins, IgG. So always typically make sure we've got that in there, along with everything else that should be in the product. It's in the product. That's kind of our quality process.
Thank you for expanding on that, Roger, because that was super important to me. I did not want, you know, cows to just be used for colostrum. And a lot of companies do that. A lot of companies do not test for purity. They do not use, you know, grass-fed cows. It's a big deal. I mean, I think that goes back to design. We're designed to eat food that's been grown, like, sort of like our ancestors did. So I appreciate that about what I see with your company. And I so appreciate your time today. Thank you so much. And for our listeners, you can go to gastrodefense.com/vitality. And if you order, please put in vitality. I am an affiliate with Sovereign Labs, and because I believe in it, and that will help support the podcast. I really appreciate you getting this information out, Roger, because I want our listeners to know you don't have to take a whole big handful of pills, but there are a few things. If you keep your gut lining healthy, and if you supply it with a wide variety of good microorganisms that, you know, are going to produce neurotransmitters, going to produce vitamins, just all these things, then you can live this life of vitality, this happy life, and enjoy your relationships and feel good and sleep good and move and just enjoy life. And this, your colostrum has really helped a lot of our patients do that. So I will have this in the show notes. And again, I do get a small commission from it. So I want to make that very clear because that's very unusual for me. And so thank you so much, Roger. Anything in closing that you would just like for our listeners to know?
You just, again, support your health, you know, try it, see what it does for you. And it's on the gut because that's one of the key organs. It's going to fix everything. It's going to have great health benefits for everything else.
It really is. It really is. Health starts in the gut. The gut starts in the mouth. And I think a colostrum is a big, big part of that. Well, thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. We're now in 122 countries. And we're in 4,072 cities as of today. And that's because you all have shared Vitality Made Simple. I really appreciate it. Join me on Instagram, just doing these real short educational reels. We're having some fun there. And blessings until next time.